Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Meister Sheni, Perik Hei Mishnah Tess. Mishaya Peroisav Rechaikim Mimenu. His pears were far away from him, and the time of beer came. I want to fulfill the mitzvah of beer, but I'm not anywhere near my peros. Zok the Mishnah, in this case we're talking about where it's not tevel. He already separated truma and meiser, but he never gave it. Zok the Mishnah, tzarech likrois lehem shem. What he has to do is, and this likrois lehem shem is a little different than normally the way we touch the words likrois lehem shem. Over here it means, he has to declare who the owner of the truma is. Who's the kind that's getting this truma? Can he be mezaka this truma? He has to somehow give it to a kayin and declare who the kayin is, the meiser to the levi, and so on. For example, meiser, there was a story. Rabbi Gamliel vazakena by the Rabbi Gamliel and the zakein. We show you boy and besvina that were traveling on a ship. Now, this is a very famous mishnah because it's mentioned many times throughout Shas in regard to different halachas that we learn from here. So you have Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim on a ship, and the time of beer came. And Rabbi Gamliel had in his house peiros, and he had to fulfill the mitzvah of beer. The peiros Rabbi Gamliel had was tevel. So you had to take off maestros first, you had to separate the maestros, and then somehow give it to the proper owner. All this while he's on a ship. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel said, Iser, tenth of the tefuah, and the asid lamai, that I am going to measure from Maaser Rishon. In other words, the Maaser Rishon I'm going to give from the parents I have in my house. Nasan le Yeshua, that should be given to Yeshua ben Chananya, was with him on the ship, and he was a Levi. Umakaimai, and the area where that Maaser is laying, Muskerloi, is now rented to him. And it's rented to him for the purpose he can be kind of the Maaser. Remember, I can't just give something to you, it's not there. But there are certain types of kinyanin that could work, even though I'm nowhere near the thing that I'm selling or giving. One of them is called a kinyan agav karka. If you can transfer the karka, what's on top of the ground comes along with it. So they can make a kinyan, which represents a rental of the karka, and that will be done through kinyan kesef. There are three ways to acquire karka: kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Metaltlin work differently. Metaltlin work with either Mashiach or Hagbah. So to acquire Metaltlin, you have to be there to do the Hagbah or do the Mashiach. But Karka, in this case, to rent the Karka, that you can do through a Kenyan Kesef, even though you're on a boat very far away. Once you acquire the land, then there's a din that the Metaltlin on the land come along with it. That's called Kenyan Agav. And that's how Rabbi Gamliel is going to give his Meiser to Rabbi Yeshua the Levi on a boat, when for all we know, this Meiser is laying on the other side of the world. So that was Rabbi Gamliel's Eitza. I'll give you the land, and therefore you get the Meiser, so I fulfill my mitzvah beer by giving you the Meiser. Okay. So the Meiser Rishon went to the Levi. What about Meiser Ani? That we'll deal with now. Rabbi Gamliel continues. This is step number two. Iser Achar, Shani Yasid Lamed. The next 10% that I would measure out for Meiser Ani. Nothing that I'm going to give Lakiva ben Yosef. Lakiva ben Yosef was there with him on the ship, and he was a Gabbai Tzedakah. So he will take a Chayiska by the Aniyim, so he will acquire it on behalf of the Aniyim, on behalf of the poor people. And here too, Makoyme Muskerloi, the place where that Meiser physically is sitting on, that's rented to him. So now Rabbi Yeshua says like this, I just got Meiser Rishon, I have to give Trumas Meiser from it. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, the tenth of my Meiser Rishon that I will measure out as Trumas Meiser, thus that I'm giving Elazar ben Azariah to Elazar ben Azariah, who is a Kayan. Zakta about Tanur, Elazar ben Azariah was the tenth generation to Ezra. And Ezra Sefer, of course, was a Kayan. And he was also on the boat, a Makayan Muskerloi. And the Trumas Meiser's place, where the Trumas Meiser was on, that was rented to him. So he can get, so Elazar ben Azariah can get the Trumas Meiser by doing a Kenyan Kesef on the Karka, and automatically the Meiser on it comes to him as well. Did Rabbi Yeshua own Karka? The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yeshua is very poor. Rabbi Gamliel came to visit Rabbi Yeshua. He said, you're living in such poverty. So the Mefarshim say, interesting thing. Rabbi Yeshua could have rented to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah part of the Karka that he had just acquired from Rabbi Gamliel. When Rabbi Gamliel gave him his Meiser Rishon, so Yeshua rented Karka from him. So now he can rent part of that karka to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah can get the Trumas Meiser. v'neskablu ze mize schar. After everyone made very clear who they're giving their trumas and maishas to, each one paid their rent. Ram Gamliel got his rent from Rabbi Yeshua. That was for the place of the Maaser Rishon. He also got rent from Rabbi Akiva the Gabbai Tzedakah for the place of the Maaser Ani. And Rabbi Yeshua received payment from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah for the place of his Trumas Maaser. So each one acquired the rental of the Karka, and along with it, the proper Maasers. When you go to the Rav to sell the Chametz, so if you ever went along with your father, you give the Rav the rights to your chametz. How do you give the Rav the rights to your chametz? How does he acquire it? We do Kenya Chalip, and you pick up the Rav's hat, or the Rav's pen, or the Rav's gartel, and he gets the right to sell your chametz. Oh, so there's something called Kenya Chalip. So why did they have to rent the karka? Why couldn't they do Kenya Chalip? Why couldn't Rabbi Gamliel, let's say, pick up Rabbi Yeshua's hat, and in turn, Rabbi Yeshua acquires the maisers? That would have been simpler than renting karka, renting a place. And the answer is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia that the Torah asers using a Kenya Chalipin to acquire Maestro. So that was not an Eitzah. So let me ask you something. So the Mishnah tells us the story. Ram Gamliel and the Zaken are on the boat. Ram Gamliel says, okay, the Maestro that I'm going to separate, I'm giving to Yeshua. The area is rented to him, so he's kind of Kenya Naga. Next thing Ram Gamliel was worried about was his Maestro Ani. And in the same way, he gave it to Akiva ben Yosef, who was the Gabbai for Aniyim. Then Rabbi Yeshua had to separate Trumas Maaser from the Maaser that he got. So he takes some of the karka and rents it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who is a kain, and that's how he gives him his Trumas Maaser. What about Rabbi Gamliel's Truma? How come the Mishnah doesn't tell us Rabbi Gamliel gave his Truma to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in this way? So the Mefarshim explained that he had already separated Truma. Truma was given to the kain. His only problem was the Maasers. But Anachanami, if he hadn't taken off Truma yet, he could have done it here, the same way he did the Maaser.